going on, everybody? It is 1:40 p.m. here in Florida. The daughter is down for a good little nap, and I'm going to be hanging out with you guys for 30 minutes. A short little jolt. We actually have a topic of conversation today. Don't know why I chose this. Probably because I looked at my coffee mugs this morning when I opened our coffee cabinet to pick up a mug, and I wanted to... I'm tired. Can you fucking tell? I drank out of my 2017 Star Wars Celebration mug, and I was like, I got a good coffee mug collection. That'll be the topic of conversation today. So, what do I collect? I'm really not much of a collector at all. Especially with like Star Wars stuff. I've never been a collector of really much of anything other than coffee mugs, pint glasses, shot glasses, and t-shirts from places I've been. The things that I've always collected have kind of like a location associated with them, right? So like I have shot glasses from everywhere I deployed, basically every state I've been, every country I've been to, every base. I have a Guantanamo Bay shot glass and pint glass and coffee mug. From the UK to Guantanamo Bay and everywhere in between, I have a shot glass, pint glass, and a coffee mug from. So that's really the extent of my collecting. In the past, I was a little more of a collector when it came to movies, but I would say in the past 5 years, I've just kind of stopped buying stuff just to buy stuff, you know. Yeah, man. Anyway, Sapity, thank you. I want to hear what you guys all collect. I'm going to keep an eye on the chat. I'm sure there's some interesting stuff out there. Sapity, thank you so much for the first super chat and channel support. Sapity says, Hot Toys slash Sideshow 6th scale figures. The Mandalorian line is going to bankrupt me. 501st cosplay and Star Wars figures. Hard hobbies on the economy. I guess that's true. I do have a full set of A New Hope style Stormtrooper stunt armor, but it's a thing, you know, it's a single thing. It's not like I collect a bunch of other armor or helmets and stuff like that. I guess I do have like 5 different Star Wars helmets, but I wouldn't call it a collection. It's not like I go out of my way and I need to buy more of it. You know what I mean? That's when you say you collect something, in my mind, it's like, it's a never-ending pursuit to just continuously accumulate more of a similar thing, whatever it is. Does that make sense? Sapity, I've seen the Mandalorian Sideshow stuff. Didn't they just announce... Let me look this up. Mandalorian Sideshow. I believe I saw something on Twitter today... Or maybe it was a couple days ago. 3 hours ago. Sideshow Collectibles, The Mandalorian, and The Child. This is exactly what I saw. This was posted today, 3 hours ago. Or maybe no. I thought I saw a Luke Skywalker one too. But yeah, man, if I had some disposable income, if I was into collecting stuff, I feel like this is the kind of thing that I would collect. These kind of high quality, realistic statues. I wouldn't go overboard. I would get a couple of them to go on shelves. You guys know that I kind of like a little minimal look to it, but it's great. If I was to collect Star Wars stuff, I would probably go on eBay and start collecting stuff. I have a bad habit. I guess it's not a bad habit because I don't buy, but I go on eBay and look for Star Wars stuff all the time. Just out of curiosity, you know, I'll just search for like the Phantom Menace, promo and, you know, I'll do a search and I'll just scroll endlessly through like Phantom Menace promo shit that came out in 1999, everything from like, coupons in like a magazine to, R2-D2 Pepsi coolers, you know, But, I'm sure you're not alone. I got the Imperial Line Officer Snowtrooper as costumes. Oh, nice. Working on a custom Mandalorian, encouraged to make Lando and Moff Gideon. Nice, nice. Yeah, that'd be awesome. A Lando and Moff Gideon would be pretty badass. For sure. I have, if I was to ever do another costume, Sapity, it would be a biker scout. I have always loved the look of the biker scouts. Yeah, so if I was to ever do another one, it'd probably be that. And plus, like, if I ever got into trooping again, it would be so much easier to sit down in. Because with my stormtrooper armor, you can't sit. You can't sit down. So, like, I've done these, you know, like, 5 or 6 hour long charity events where I'm standing the whole time, which is fine. But, like, it would be kind of nice to have a biker scout and be able to sit my ass down from time to time. But I appreciate that, Sapity. Hope you're doing well, man. Daniel Ambrose, good to see you. Daniel says, Hellboy merch, laser discs, jigsaw puzzles, tattoos. So I understand all of it. We love what we love. I've never been into Hellboy, but I get it. I completely understand the tattoo thing. I don't have any, but like everybody that doesn't have tattoos, I have a lot of ideas of the tattoos that I would want, right? That's got to be so goddamn annoying for people who have tattoos, because their friends are probably always talking about the ideas for tattoos that they have and they never pull the trigger, you know? But the thing that you mentioned, laser discs to me are kind of like, how do I put, kind of like how I view vinyl records. You know, not in terms of like quality of picture or sound or anything like that, but in terms of it's displayable as an art piece, right? A lot of people hang vinyl records on their walls and stuff like that. Or have like a cool looking shelf that's, you know, a collector's shelf, I guess. I always view LaserDiscs as something that can be displayed. It's big. It's an art piece, you know. Yeah, man, that's cool. It'd be fun to get some LaserDiscs and hang them around. They're functional, I guess, if you have a LaserDisc player. But also, it's art. It's displayable, big square art, right? That's pretty cool, man. I get it. But I appreciate that, Daniel. Hellboy. I don't know anything about Hellboy, man. Oh, you mentioned jigsaw puzzles too. I've always wanted to do like custom jigsaw puzzles for family and friends, or custom playing cards. You know, I always thought it'd be fun to like take a bunch of picture of me and my buddy's trips, our cabin trips, and make playing cards out of them one year, you know?
Shadows of the Empire are now 501st stuff. I learned of the neat subculture stuff in the Thai community recently. Outside of Star Wars comic art and posters, Silver Age DC War TTRPGs.
Steven Siller and Icy Toa, thank you guys so much for the super chats and channel supports. I greatly appreciate that. Steven says, hey, HG, I collect Shadows of the Empire and now 501st stuff. Before I read any further, Steve, I'm going to go to eBay. I'm going to keep an eye on the chat. What Shadows of the Empire stuff do you specifically have? Out of curiosity. I know they did make, like, figures, and they made, there was comics and books. Oh, this is, oh man. Oh, dude, so Steve, I just did a Shadows of the Empire search, and I see that there is an Electronic Game Monthly magazine. I don't know if that magazine still exists, but I used to read that in PC Gamer and Nintendo Power all the time. But Steve, there is an Electronic Game Monthly Star Wars Shadows of the Empire magazine edition, like a preview of the game from April, I guess this would be what, 1998? Or 94. What? Shadows of the Empire came out, was it 96 or 98? I can never, oh, 96. Okay. Came out in 96. So this is from 94, and it's a preview of the game. That's crazy. I see, it's going for a dollar. It's going for a dollar. I would love to pick that up and look over that. How cool would that be, man? A Shadows of the Empire, like, limited collector's edition magazine. That's the kind of shit that I would, if I just was not, I can be kind of cheap. If I was a little more loosey-goosey with my ordering and my money, I would be buying stuff like that, because I like going in the time machine from time to time and, like, looking at previews of things that have been around for a long time, if that makes sense, you know? Toys, vinyl record, comics, statue, ship, and a few magazines. Nice. Oh, magazines. There you go. Nice. I learned of neat subculture stuff in the Thai community recently. Outside of Star Wars, comic art, and posters, Silver Age DC War TTRPGs. What is TT? Oh, tabletop. Tabletop. Nice. What subculture stuff in the Thai community? Like Jolly Roger Squadron kind of stuff? Yeah, most of my all of my collecting really is outside of Star Wars stuff. Unless you like count. I wouldn't consider any of my Star Wars stuff. I guess in, like, broad picture, you would consider it a collection because it's just Star Wars stuff, you know? But, yeah, I don't really consider it things that I collect just because it's not something that I continuously pursue, if that makes sense, you know? shirts, coins, etc. Yeah. Yep, I'm very familiar. I have a few buddies that are in the Jolly Roger Squadron. It's the 501st, right? But it's its own, as you said, kind of like a subculture, a branch off. It's its own thing. I mean, just like white armor, right? Just like the Stormtrooper stuff and whatnot. It's its own thing. But yeah, it's cool, man. It's very cool. I think I probably have some Jolly Roger coins in my armor bin. I need to open my armor bin and look through all the things that people have given me over the years. Trading, you know, collect cards and coins and all that kind of stuff. But that's cool, man. Yeah, it's a fun thing to get into. I like that kind of stuff because it's very, very unique, you know. It's not many people... It's not like buying a Black Series Kylo Ren that you can find anywhere. You know, if Jolly Roger's 501st Squadron... person is making some coins or a shirt or something like that. It's like a limited run thing, and it's just a very unique thing, right? I dig it. I dig it for sure. But anyway, I appreciate that, Steve. Icy Toa and Vince, good to see you guys. Icy Toa says, I do the same thing with video game press kits on eBay. Would love to get one of the more extreme ones, like the Halo Reach briefcase or Halo 3 bag. That's fun. See, I have zero desire to, hold on, let me see, I'm trying to see how much something would go for. Okay, so, nice, alright, nice, I don't have much of a desire, Icy, to buy, like, collector's editions or anything like that at all. But I can understand the appeal of... Wait, hold on. You said press kits. Press kits. So, I did a search for something that I used to watch a lot of. Icy. The probably the video game that I've been most excited in my entire life to get was Star Fox 64. And I had a Nintendo Power magazine subscription. And with my subscription, they sent out VHS tapes. I think this was in 97 or something like that. They sent out VHS tapes to all their subscribers. And it was like a little Star Fox 64 promo tape. And you might even have seen it. It's dumb. I can remember. It's like Sony and Sega capture a Nintendo guy and hold him hostage try to get him to spill the beans on Star Fox 64 and the Rumble Pack. It sounds dumb because it is, but it's fun. Let me look this up. VHS tape. And I'm sure, yeah, it's on eBay. Not eBay. It is on eBay, but it's on YouTube. There you go. Press kits are sent out to journalists, so more exclusive. Gotcha. Yeah. I that makes sense. That'd be fun to get. I like that super unique stuff. Yeah. If you guys have never seen what I just linked, and there's a good chance you haven't, because whenever I mention it, nobody knows what the fuck I'm talking about. But this VHS went out to Nintendo Power subscribers in 1997. And dude, I could not stop watching this tape. I remember getting the Nintendo Power magazine that had the previews of Star Fox 64 in it. I would carry those magazines all around on road trips, and I would just stare at the screenshots that they posted in those magazines, and like the promo stuff for Star Fox, and how I was so excited for that damn game, man. So excited. Isn't someone a Crash Bandicoot or something? I don't remember Crash Bandicoot. But there's two, like, kind of two big, like, almost like mobster guys that have a Sony shirt on and a Sega shirt on, and they're like one step away from beating this guy that has a Nintendo shirt on and getting him to spill the beans on this super secret Rumble Pack. But yeah, anyway, man, that was a fun game. But I appreciate that, Icy. That's a fun little thing to collect for sure. I like that. Unique. Not necessarily like, not when things are, I don't know, like, it doesn't matter to me that something's like really hard to find or like super sought after. I just like really unique shit. Yeah, I don't know how to describe it. Gotcha. Oh, I know. I think I know what you're talking about, Icy. Yeah, they did send out, I kind of vaguely remember that. I know there were a bunch of VHS promo tapes back in the day, but anyway. Good to see you, Vince. Hope you're doing well. Vince Wen, who was your favorite? Rocky, Colt, or Tum Tum? Golly. I would say the most forgettable is Colt. Dude, that was a fun video to make. Like, I know that when I make these videos, like, no, you know, I'm the Stormtrooper helmet guy. Nobody's gonna give a shit about him. But I want to make silly videos like that. You might have been here when that video, when that idea kind of came to me. I was streaming one day and I mentioned like Three Ninjas and Major Pain, and nobody knew what the hell I was talking about. Most people didn't. So I was like, it's kind of a fun idea for a video. Every generation is going to have those movies that people from future generations will never hear of, not give a shit about. You know what I mean? Just like these movies that will sit there forever and ever and ever be watched again, never be transferred to a higher definition or a better viewing experience. They're just going to sit there forever and ever. 50 years from now, nobody will be ever. There will be a time in human history where, in the Army Now and Biodome, are in nobody's brains whatsoever. Whether it be 50 years, 100, 200 years, nobody will ever think of these things again. I don't know. Kind of silly. I'm going to go with Rocky, Vince. The steadfast leader. The lover. Rocky loves Emily. I don't know, man. But I appreciate that. Who's your favorite? If you have no idea what the hell I'm talking about, watch my latest video. I mentioned movies that people probably won't know, other than 90s kids. G. Collins, thank you so much for the channel support. G. Collins says, hey, hello, Greedo. I collect different variant covers of Star Wars comics and books. Nice. Okay. I can understand getting into that. I can understand getting into whatever you collect. I'm curious, like, what gets people into collecting what they collect? You know what I mean? Like, what, G. Collins, what turned you on to wanting different variant covers of the same material, you know? There's a lot of unique things to collect. That's a very unique one to me, at least, because like if I have the book or the comic, I'm pretty much satisfied because the material inside there is going to be the same. I don't think a variant cover or a different cover would be enough for me to buy the thing again. You know what I mean? So to me, that's a really unique one. Unless I was displaying it, which you're probably doing. If I was like displaying them, that would be cool. That would be cool, which I'm sure you're doing that. But nice, man. I dig it. What do you have? I'm gonna keep an eye on the chat. What do you have? I did see. I go on eBay all the time, and look stuff up. I did see the Last Jedi comic. I did see a Last Jedi comic cover that looked really cool, and I thought it would be a cool, like, yeah, here we go. I think it, yeah, well, there's a bunch of new ones, but the Last Jedi comic books have really cool covers to me, and I thought it'd be kind of neat to just get one framed and put on the wall, you know, just something subtle. Like on me. Oh, nice, Ben. One sec, man. But G. Collins, I appreciate that. Let me see. Did you type anything else there? See anything, but I forgot about that. I wanted to buy, because like I'm looking at one right here that's $2. That'd be a cool poster, a little tiny poster in my office, but it's a comic. I don't know, it's just kind of different, you know. But anyway, Benjamin Martindale, thank you so much for the generous super chat channel support this afternoon. Let me take a quick sip of the old water here. Benjamin Martindale says, go buy a nice coffee mug you like on me. Well, dude, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. We are going out of town. I'm going out of town for a bachelor party in a couple weekends. What is the date today? In about 2 weeks. Going out of town. One of my best friends getting married. And we got a beach house. It's the same group of guys that we get a cabin with every year. We've been doing a cabin trip every year since we were like 18 years old. We're all like mid 30s now. And he's getting married, so we're getting a beach house, changing it up this year. But, maybe I'll get, a coffee mug from the town we're in. But then we're also, me and my wife are going to Chicago for the wedding. So maybe I'll get one there. And then we're also going to, Cleveland for my cousin's wedding in October. So maybe I'll get a coffee mug in, all of these places that I will be in the next, in the next 2 months. A lot of out-of-town, time going on soon. But I appreciate that, Ben. When I pick up new coffee, one day I should take a picture of my coffee mugs. The thing is, well, some of them I know for a fact are in the attic, just because when we moved, we kind of consolidated, and it got so overwhelming at our old house with shot glasses and pint glasses and coffee mugs that I had to box some stuff up. So there's some ones like from New York City and places that I've been to a bunch, you know, that are in the attic. And the more unique ones are readily accessible to use, you know. But anyway, I appreciate that, Ben. Cheers, man. Darth, let me get this right. Caradhras? I'm sure I butchered that. I'm sure I did, man. But Darth, I appreciate that. And G. Collins. Darth says, I collect stickers and metal keys. Traveling stickers were child-appropriate souvenirs, according to my parents. Never stopped. Keys are just cool. Okay, so I guess I would say that I collect stickers, too, in a way. We have a cargo box that sits on the top of our Subaru for road trips and stuff like that. And it's covered in stickers of places we've been. So I guess in a way, I collect stickers too. You know, your parents are right. A $2 sticker from the Great Smoky Mountains is a solid souvenir for a kid, for sure. Yeah, I like that. What do you mean by keys, Darth? Metal key souvenirs. I don't know if I've ever... Oh, okay. So like a little... Not necessarily like a key that would open up a lock, but like a metal keychain kind of thing. Is that what you mean? Maybe you mean actual keys. I've never thought to collect keys before. I've only had one like cool custom key my entire life. It was to my old house. It was a Stormtrooper key. They sold them at Home Depot. It was like $4 and I had to pick it up. So I had to our old house, I had a Stormtrooper key. All my other keys, well, I lost my key ring about a month ago. You guys know that. All my other keys are just boring old regular keys. But anyway, I appreciate that, Darth. Stickers. Hell yeah. And G. Collins, thank you so much. Nope, just metal keys that open locks. Okay. Nice. So I'm curious about this, Darth. Do you... there's just like... Is it almost like collecting coins? Is it just like a box that you have? Oh, antique too. Okay. Is it just a box that you have of keys that the majority of which you have no idea... what they open and what they access. Is that kind of the gist? That's interesting. That's unique. I don't think I've ever heard of anybody collecting keys. I'm sure you're not the only one. The world is big, full of different people, but I've never heard of anybody collecting keys before. That's cool. Yeah, what gets people into the things that they're into? That's interesting to me. I'm sure somebody's done a study. I would love to know. Anyway. G. Collins, thank you so much. G. Collins says, I got interested in collecting them because I like the artwork on the covers. I collect the High Republic and War of the Bounty Hunters comic. Let me look this up. War of the Bounty Hunters comic. War of the Bounty Hunters 2021. I don't think I even knew this existed, man. You guys know me. I have been very out of the loop this year. Oh, I see. War of the Bounty Hunters number 2 action figure variant. You probably have that. That's pretty cool, man. Oh, that's badass. I like that variant cover. I'm looking at a Bossk cover. Okay, that's pretty neat, man. Yeah, I like that. See... I can get into that. I like smaller posters and prints and stuff like that. In my office, most of the artwork, I only have 2 like large posters in my office. The rest are kind of small. I think the biggest one is 11 by 17. other than the two bigger ones. But the idea of collecting comic books, the thing that would be appealing to me is that they're relatively small. I bet you can get some cheap frames for them, and it would be kind of fun to have them hanging in an office or a room in a collage among shelves and stuff like that. I think that'd be kind of neat. Man, I kind of like that idea. We've been in this house for a year and a half, and there's still a lot of dead space on my walls. And yeah, it wouldn't be a bad idea to get some unique Star Wars comic covers, maybe to hang on the walls. That's probably pretty cheap. Sometimes posters can be expensive. Prints can be expensive, but you go on eBay, you could probably find some really, really cheap Star Wars comics to use as wall art, you know? Interesting. But I appreciate that, G. Collins. I'm going to keep my eBay tab open. And tomorrow morning when I get on my computer, I'm going to sit down with some coffee and maybe order a couple $2 comic books from eBay to hang in my office. Hey, does anybody want to buy used Star Wars socks? Because they're here. Just do an eBay search for The Last Jedi comic book. Oh, they're not used. Oh, they're not used. Okay, that would have been fucking gross. All right. It says brand new. But who knows? Maybe the person selling them just washed them. Selling them as brand new, but they're really used and all stinky and gross. Bye. Eric King, thank you so much for coming in with the final super chat and channel support. Eric King says, I collect vinyl. I have about 200 of them. There's something about owning my favorite albums on vinyl and playing them that I absolutely love. I have a friend who's really into collecting vinyl as well. I'd be willing to bet he probably has as many as you. I completely understand that, Eric. What's really interesting to me is how, you know, vinyl was of my parents' generation, right? My dad just turned 70. He's got a bunch of vinyl records. That's what he grew up listening to music on, right? And then my generation, maybe you're around the same age as me, Eric, but I find that my generation kind of brought back the vinyl and, it never fully left, but I feel like there's an uptick, there's a renaissance of vinyl in the past 10 years or so. And it seems to me, at least, most of it's from my generation. Now, what's really interesting to me is how, like, my niece and nephew's generation, maybe some folks in the chat right now, there are people that collect VHS tapes. There's people that collect, like, tapes, like music tapes. People even make cassette tapes for new music. People make VHS boxes for new movies. It's really interesting to me how a lot of the stuff is very cyclical. What is old is new, you know. But no, I get it, Eric. We used to display some vinyl records at our old house in our bedroom. We had just some of our favorite ones. Some Josh Ritter, we had an Iron and Wine, we had a Ryan Adams album, we had a Bright Eyes album, we had an Owen album, an American Football album. Just some music that we've always liked, we've always been together with, you know, and there's definitely making it. Oh, nice, nice, 24, nice. You're about 11 years younger than me, but that, yeah, that's okay. Nice, a resurgence in my age group. What I like about it, Eric, is I probably wouldn't collect a lot, you know, but I like the idea of displaying them. As I said with the Laserdisc earlier, it's kind of cool. Laserdisc and vinyl are big. They're basically pieces of art that you can display on your wall, you know. But that's cool, man. That's cool. The one record that I've always wanted, Limbeck. Hi, Everything's Great. Probably my favorite album of all time. Hi, Everything's Great by Limbeck. If you ever get a chance to listen to it, it's obviously on Spotify, but Hi, Everything's Great by Limbeck. It's the one vinyl that I've always wanted. I see two listed on eBay for $70 and $90. Maybe one day. But that album came out in 2003. It's the best road trip toe-tapping album ever. But anyway, I guess I got a jet. My daughter fell asleep about 20 minutes ago. She's got about another hour and 10 minutes until I wake her up. I usually let her nap for about an hour and a half. So it's like the perfect amount of nap time for her because she's not grumpy at night if she gets her nap in. But if she naps for about an hour and a half, then she'll actually go to sleep. She won't bounce off the walls. Because if she naps for 2 hours, man, it's really hard to get her to go to bed at night. But anyway, guys, this is a fun one, man. So I'm going to be streaming tonight as well, around, I would say, 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. So about 6 hours from now or so. I'll be on. Do you guys want to do the same topic of conversation if you're around? I might do it just because it's a fun, different type of topic. A lot of people have different interests. And it's interesting. Like somebody, Eric, no, who was it? Was it Darth? Yeah, it was Darth. See, Darth collects keys, like keys that open locks. I've never heard of anybody collecting keys. I like that shit. I like discovering what people are into. All the weird stuff. It's what makes the world go round. All right, guys, let's go to the mall. I see you guys. All right, everybody. Thanks to everybody who supported the channel this afternoon. I'll stream tonight if you're around. If not, this will be up on the podcast. Let's pause that. Yeah, go subscribe to the Hello Greedo podcast. Just search for Hello Greedo. You'll see it in whatever podcast app you use. Occasionally, I'll throw some of these live streams on there. This one will probably end up there tomorrow, if not today. But anyway, all right, guys. Reset. Have a great day. Have a great morning. Have a great afternoon, wherever you are on planet Earth. And I will catch you all on the flip side. I'm going to go get a slice from Sbarro. See ya.